8:09 here on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 73 degrees. Boy, we are really warming up, aren't we?
Fast.
Oof. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Good morning to you. If you're watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media platforms, simply search for WRHI and CN2. And good morning if you're listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, and of course on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go. It's Monday. It's time for us to check in with Mary Beth Knapp, who is with the Humane Society of York County. She's giving us a look at our pets of the week. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Well, good morning and happy Father's Day, one day late. For all the two-legged and four-legged fathers out there, because there's some out there that just have four legs.
That's true.
Well, we've got some cuties to talk about today. Oh, my gosh, did you see the picture of Rhea this morning? Those ears, she's a gorgeous puppy, and she is working so hard to fit into those ears. Her story was, like every one of them, they have a story. She was a homeless dog, not a stray, but homeless, and someone rescued her from that life and brought her to us. So that was a good save for her. She is doing wonderfully. She continually is learning and adjusting to trust and love again, and she is expected to be a shepherd mix, obviously, with those big old ears, and you can tell she's going to be a medium to large girl when she's fully grown. She's about 8 months old now, so at about a year they stop growing, give or take. They can grow outward if given too many treats, but they pretty much stop growing after that time frame. And then she is just thriving at learning. We have her in a partnership with Zoom Room. And so she goes to a group training session with some of our other dogs, and she is doing wonderfully. She loves to learn, which is really something for a shepherd. You know, they love to really have a focus. So she's thriving on learning. She loves her car rides. She loves her walks. She loves playing in the yard. Obviously, with a group lesson, she loves the company of other dogs. And like all our babies, she's vaccinated, spayed, tested, and microchipped. So if this beauty, just her story melts your heart, give us a call. Again, her name is Rhea, and we would love to get an appointment on the books, 803-802-0902. Then we've got the cat of the week. We're going to talk about Rue. I mixed it up a little bit today.
It's okay.
I'd give you a little throw it to...
Well, that's right. Variety is a spice of life.
That's
so
correct.
Spice it up for us.
And then Rue, oh my goodness, is a beautiful tabby. And she was a surrender by owner at no fault of her own. These always make me sad because they really do go through a transition time frame. Just their feelings get really hurt. And obviously, they have to learn how to trust all over again and all sorts of things. But she has been at the HSYC for 1 year and 4 months already. Goodness gracious. Mm. She is a very independent girl, but you know what cat isn't? So she will love you on her own terms. I can't express that enough. She is just a funny little girl that way. She is ready and waiting for that perfect person, couple, or family who's willing to give her the time and attention she deserves. So we're looking out there and saying, is that you? If so, please call us. We'd love to talk to you more about her. We estimate her age to be about 3 years old, and she knows who she is and who she likes. So the adventure in life and learning is to find out if that is a connection for you. Like everybody else, before she leaves, she is spayed, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped. And if Rue melts your heart, again, her story just melts your heart, please call us, and we'd love to talk to you more about her, 803-802-0902. And like every week, we talk about giving of your time, and boy, we would love to talk to you about fostering because we are in the midst of kitten season. And they come in one at a time, but mostly they come in five and seven at a time, sometimes mom with the babies. And it is overwhelming, to say the least. So we would love to say, hey, if you have considered it, please foster. I'm fostering a puppy myself. I'm a little tired, but that's okay. It's all for the good of the baby. And really, if you are interested in giving a baby a chance, it really helps us save more lives. So get involved. Call us. We'll get you on the one. It's about a 45-minute little training session to give you a high level of what fostering is all about. And then you basically say yes or no to the many, many posts we post on an internal page on Facebook. And you say, yes, I would love to help. And, of course, there's other ways to help, but we really need that right now. You can, of course, volunteer at the rescue. You can volunteer at the thrift shop. You can volunteer by giving your goods for us to sell to make money for the mission. Everything turns around for these fur babies, so get involved. And, of course, you can help us by giving items. If you're out and about getting your errands done, buy some clay cat litter and drop it off. Obviously, with all these kittens, we need it. Detergent, bleach, hard and soft dog treats, and towels. And, of course, keep shopping. Every dollar you spend at the Possibility Thrift Shop or our eBay helps us continue our mission. And at this point, I did not update. Oh, it was a week because I have a puppy. Did I mention that?
We've all been there, Mary Beth. Yeah.
It really throws you for a little bit of a loop. But they're totally worth it because I have to focus on not keeping this baby. Mm-hmm. I've become a foster fail time and time again because you fall in love over and over again, and it's an amazing, wonderful experience. But from January until now, we have placed 231 cats and 66 dogs into their forever homes. So let's keep it moving, and let's keep finding those people to make perfect connections. All this helps so much, and all of it can be found at thehumanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you helping us spread the news.
Mary Beth, you're fantastic, as are all the volunteers there at the Humane Society of York County, and of course those fur babies. Thank you so much for loving on them, and the right home is out there, and you're just going to make sure that the right puppy and the kitty goes to the right family. So
that's,
we appreciate
it. We do our best, the very best we can, and we of course we always encourage folks, we have a process, just be patient with the process, and it's for the good of both the adopter and the adoptees.
Perfect.
Have a great week, guys.
You the
too.
Same.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
Thank you.